Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Now, Daled Amud Beis, the Gemara has a discussion. What's the din by Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Galus? What's the din when you have Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Galus? If the egg is laid on one of the Yom, one on the first day of Yom Tov, is a mutter on the second day of Yom Tov? Rav says no, the bezem meteres bezet, and Rav Asi says no, the bezet sur bezet. The Gemara explains what's the machlekes. Machlekes is if it's kedusha achas or shtei kedushas. Rav holds it's shtei kedushas. Rav Asi explains that there's an iser on Yom Tov Sheni is a suffik. It's because we don't know which day is Yom Tov, but there was no takana to keep both days Yom Tov. It's just a suffik. If which day is Yom Tov, that's the reason why it's mutter. So therefore, that's the reason why we're naik Yom Tov. So therefore, if an egg is laid on one, so Melanim Shach, if that day is Yom Tov, the other day is Chayil. If the other day is Yom Tov, the second day is Yom Tov, so the first day is Chayil. Either way, the egg is mutter. And if Asi holds it was a takana, there's a takana that even if we know which day is Yom Tov, it's a takana to keep both days. So a takana that both days are Yom Tov would be Kedusha Achas, and it'd be Nol de Bezeh and Asura Bezeh. So the Gemara says like this, Amar Rav Zeri, Kvasir Rav Asi Mistabra. I think Rav Asi is right. Because now we know the Kviyah D'Archa, and we do 2 days. Amar Abayim, Kvasir the Rav Mistabra. I think Rav is right. Because it says that originally they did it with the torches, and that's how they were able to tell everyone. And then when there was Kilkulokusim, so the torches didn't work anymore, so they did it with the shluchim. And if the kusim were batal, so then what would be? You would do 1 day. And if the shluchim reached, you do 1 day. So Mela, that's why I think that Rav is right, that it's only done misafik. So Gemara says, but now that we know b'kvi d'yach, why do we do 2 days? Gemara says, because they said, be careful about minigat v'sechem, maybe the malchus v'goz g'zeira, and v'asa l'kukuli. And Rashi explains that they'll make g'zeira not to learn Torah, and you won't be able to figure out the calendar, and then you'll end up yuntif on the wrong day. Better to keep 2 days. That's the Gemara. So the Minchas Chinuch has a very big problem. He says, l'chisulav, and I didn't understand this Gemara at all. Because the Rambam says in Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh that they were not Mekadosh, that were Mekadosh Al-Piriyah until the days of Abaye and Rava. So in the days of Rav and Abasi, and also Rabbi Zeira, which is before Abaye and Rava, they were Mekadosh Al-Piriyah. So what's this Machlekes? If Nol de Bezeh, Suru Bezeh, Materis Bezeh made a Takana, why would they have to make a Takana? There is a Safek. We don't know which day is Yom Tov. L'chari, the whole machlekes starts when we know which day is Yom Tov. When they stopped being Mekadosh Al-Piriyah, they started just using a cheshbon, so we know which day is Yom Tov. So then, Yom Tov Sheni is a takana. But if they were Mekadosh Al-Piriyah till the days of Abaye and Rava, so what's going on? So what does Reb Zeirin mean? Ha'inna, the Yedina Mekviyah D'Archa V'Nitra'yayim. How do we Yedina Mekviyah D'Archa? The Mekadosh Al-Piriyah, so how are we going to know which one the Bez Din made to be Rosh Chodesh? That's what he asks. Elamai, so say not like the Rambam. Say that really from this Gemara it's mavur than the times of the early Amiram, they already stopped being Mekadosh Al-Piriyah. But the problem is, so what's Reb Zeira saying? We know the Yedina Treyayimah. Rav Musa did Treyayimah. But still, he has a Shaila. Did they do Treyayimah Kedusha Achas or Shnei Kedushas? What are you trying to say? In the between Kvi Diach? And what's Abai answering? What's Abai saying? B'Yishayinu they were Messiah Mesuis, and the Hacha, right, the Hecha the Mat, the Shulchan Avdina Chad Yayma, and Ilu Bat Lekusin Avdina Chad Yayma, that was all in the past, when they were Mekadosh Al-Piriyah, but now, we know the Kviyah D'Archa, and we still do 2 days. So obviously, it's Kedusha Achas. What's the whole discussion in the Gemara? He says, like the Chisi Lahavit. So I think the Pshat is like this. We're going to go with the Rambam that Atila Bayev Rav the Mekadosh Al-Piriyah. But Rashi says a very interesting thing. Rashi says when Abzeri says that in the Bekiyah Mekviyah D'Yarcha, Rashi says that the Cheshvin Shemecheshvin told us on the Lemedim and Nir B'Yam Shleishim Amlav. Not because they are Mekadosh Al-Piriyah and they just used this fixed calendar and they did not use the visibility of the moon, the Riyah Salavana, to be Kaveh. Rashi says no. Rashi says when we're going to figure out the cycle of the moon, we're going to know if it was visible or not. That's what he says. They want to know maybe How do we know what the Beis Din did? Apparently, I can't tell you for sure the pshat, but apparently that's the pshat. Even when they were Mekadosh al Piviyah, there was a musig that would be Kiyam Bekviyah the Archa, through the fact that we figure out the cycle of the moon, and we know if it's going to be visible or not. That's what it says in the Sukkah. So this is how I'll understand the Gemara. We're talking about the Mekadosh al Piviyah, like we're saying. But the question is like this. Even when they were Mekadosh al Piviyah, I see a Tekanes Chachamim that was there for Yontif Sheni Shel Galis, even when they were Mekadosh al Piviyah. How do I know this? Because first of all, the Gemara in Erevin is Mavur, that they daven the regular tefillos on both days of the Yontif Sheni Shel Galis. The Gemara says, L'gabi Rosh Hashanah, Erevin Dafat Metes, who would then lechar all the Yontif Sheni Shel Galis? If not, that means they never daven the Yontif davening. And I see by Rosh Hashanah they daven both days, because the Leisel is Azulei. I would assume that applied to all Yontif Sheni when they're Mekadosh al Piviyah. And I want to go a step further. My assumption is that also they would make the brachas and all the mitzvahs, the mashal lulav, and matzah, and maror, and shechayanu, and kiddush, and all these things they would do on both days. Because otherwise, the vart is, you wouldn't do it on either day. And the Gemara says, l'gabi tefillah, they must spell the tefillah of yantif on both days, kechel zuzlevei, I would assume means all these mitzvahs also. Now, there were times, even when they were Mekadosh al Piviyah, where they did know the month, the mashal, the yantif of Shavuos. If you know when Pesach was, and by the time Shavuos came around you did, it didn't make a difference when they made the Rosh Hashanah for Iyar or for Sivan. If you know when they made the Rosh Chodesh, I mean, for Iyar or Sivan, if you know when they made the Rosh Chodesh for Nisan, you already know exactly the when Shavuos is going to be. And they still kept 2 days of Shavuos. And the same thing, when Shluchei Nisan would reach a certain place, but Shluchei Tishrei would not, and since by Tishrei would have to make 2 days, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, by Nisan also they made 2 days. So there was an element of Takana that was there, even though they were Mekadosh al Piviyah. But the question is, how do we understand the Takana? Rav says, no. Rav says the Takana is, in certain cases, even when you do know, to consider it a Suffolk. To consider it a Suffolk. That's a pshat in the Takana. And the halacha is that even on a Suffolk we do the brachas and the tefillah, because that's all the Rabbanan. We do the brachas and the tefillah and all the mitzvahs, etc., even misafik. But that's really the halacha. And any time you happen to know when they were Mekadosh the Chodesh, but not that the shluchim came to this place, or not that you had masuas to tell you, so then you kept 2 days. The halacha was to keep 2 days as if it's a safik. Rav Asi says no. Rav Asi says the 2 days were at the Kanas Chachamim, and you keep 2 days, even if you know about it, and you keep 2 days, b'teres vade. So Reb Zeira says, k'vasev asim istab, because now we found out about it. How do we find out? Like Rashi says, we figured out from the Meilid, and we still keep 2 days. Why don't we consider ourselves like the places where the shluchim came? Elamai, there's no such halacha. Even when shluchim come, you have to keep, wherever, even now that we found out the things, wherever they made the takana is 2 days, even if you find out. But Abayi says no. The Takana was made specifically in places which don't have the information from the Beis Din. If they have information from the Beis Din, there was never such a Takana. So that teaches me, I'm learning, that Abayi is saying that even in the place where they didn't have the information, it's Meteiris Safik. If it's Meteiris Vadai, they wouldn't have been mechalik in the places that do get the information or don't get the information. They make it across the board. But since that Takana was specifically for the places that don't get the information, or at least don't always get the information, so that would indicate clearly that the takana was to keep the 2 days b'teres safek. That's how I'm learning this again. Now, then the Gemara asks another question, v'hasha dina mekiva d'yachim ha'tam v'dinin treyemi. So now I'm learning, even according to Rashi, I learned the first question of v'idna yidina mekiva d'yachim, means like v'chezhim told usay, right? Now the Gemara's question, v'hasha dina mekiva d'yachim, is a different idina mekiva d'yachim. That's like because we're not Mekadosh al Piviyah anymore. So there, the question of the Gemara was, now we're considered like the places where the Shluchim come. We all have all the information that we need. So why now do we keep 2 days? That the answer was, a specific minig, he's arba minig avisechem, for a specific reason, dilmagazu malchus vasuka kula. That's how I understand the Gemara.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427. or email info@shasilluminated.org.